Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You look at the six oligarchs that supposedly run Russia who are removed and replaced like chess pieces monthly, and five of the six are Jewish. And you know, I'm not here defending Israel. I'm not defending any of these power blocks. But years ago, I read a very well-done history book, because I'd read enough history to know it was accurate from other perspectives, about how the church and how the different royalty would learn that they like to have a small minority in control of certain industries so they could rob them of it routinely. So what you have is this weird symbiotic relationship. That's why you'll see Nazis at the table, you know, with the Rothschilds hanging out together, setting up the Bilderberg Group and engaging in eugenics, you know, putting the AIDS and the vaccines in Africa. You know, if they're so multicultural, why are they, you know, getting rid of all these Asians and blacks and others? And so what you have is, going back at least 1,000 years, is this relationship where you have minions for the Dutch, the British, the German royal families, and the British are German, who have Jewish exchequers or minions. And that was because Jews knew how to read and write and understood banking. And that's how they early on got into those positions. But again, and the globalists will routinely cut loose their Jewish minions and allow them to be killed. Joel, is that accurate to say?
Yeah, you know, I think it basically is. I never have seen the powers that be allow a Jew to rise to the very top. They've always been used as second-level people. They're very smart. They're very controlling. They have an elitist feeling. These people that get involved with the New World Order, they like to control other people. But they're used, essentially. But I've never seen one of them actually operating on behalf of Israel in a benevolent sense. They're working against any form of sovereignty and any form, against any form of religious Jewry.
Well, look at the UN, who is against Israel. So there you have it right there. Let's take a few calls here. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, sir, Alex. I'd like to make a comment. I wanted to ask a question, but I want to make a comment on the Jews that many people don't realize the Turco-Finnish tribe actually co-opted the Jewish religion around the 10th century, and now a lot of people believe they're Israeli descendant, but they're not. It's a separate entity of Jewish people.
Well, and it's not just that group. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of the top Jews are blonde-haired and blue-eyed, and there's actually a caste system in Israel where the folks that look like Palestinians, you know, are kind of looked down on. They're not the, quote, high-blooded. But I don't want to get off. I mean, I was talking about the New World Order here, and it goes back to this fetish of talking about this. We just need to fight evil, folks, regardless of who's behind it. Joel?
Well, you know, that's a big controversy. There really is only evidence that the top tribal leaders converted to Judaism. There really isn't any confirmable evidence that the entire people did and that became the Ashkenazi Jews of Eastern Europe. So I still think that that's the jury's still out on that. Certainly the Ashkenazi or European Jews you know, are very intelligent, very savvy people, a lot of good people. There's a lot of people who end up being controlling, turn to the left there. They're much more leftist in orientation than the Sephardic Jews, which come from the more Middle Eastern backgrounds. They tend to be the more right-wing conservative Jews.
All right. Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate that. Joel Skousen, how do folks get your fine newsletter?
The World Affairs Brief is... it's a weekly news analysis service I put out every Friday. It's got a modest subscription of $30 a year. There's a special on now. Anyone who goes to swiftpublishing.com and orders any of my books can get a free half-year subscription to the World Affairs Brief.
Swiftpublishing.com.
That's 1-800-644-1057.
What's that number again?
1-800-644-1057.
Or joelskousen.com. Joel, I want to thank you for coming on. We look forward to having you back on in the near future. Appreciate that. We'll be back with a lot more. You'll want to stay with us, your calls as well.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They are playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, we're under attack. Our sovereignty is under attack. Our finances are under attack. Our spirits, our hearts are under attack. Our culture as Americans is being put in a wood chipper. And we stand here on the precipice. We have Lord Bush, the puppet nobody, neocon, doing what only a Judas Iscariot could do, get inside the conservative camp, neutralize you, to cut loose Taiwan, to call for totally open borders, blanket, absolute, complete amnesty, in perpetuity, all the other sellouts I can list, there's hundreds of them, protecting Bill Clinton, all of it. Bill Clinton coming to his aid, saying he's sure there's weapons of mass destruction. Can't you see through this? Aren't you sick of the garbage, the soft soap you're given to pacify you, the Hannitys and the Limbaughs and the rest of them? I mean, I want to vomit when I listen to it. And then to tell you, it's not an amnesty, it's a reform. Blanket, total amnesty, never before seen, in perpetuity, and they're going to pay to bring foreigners, not just from Latin America, which we're hemorrhaging to death from, but everywhere else, to drive down the wages, to bring in the foreign voting bloc, you name it. I know we've got Diane and others that are patiently holding, Vince is holding, and others are. We'll get to you here in just a few minutes. Stay with us. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. And we're going to have Keith Parker riding shotgun with us, along with Paul Watson here in about 23 minutes from England, to give us his perspective on the open borders there, where they're bringing in the illegals. It looks like now the channel, that is the tunnel, was built, and they admittedly allow thousands of illegals to pour across there each night. The Red Cross has built a big bivouac center with tents and indoor buildings for the thousands of illegals to feed them and fund them, and they laugh about it, to literally invade England. This is done by design, folks, to get rid of any sovereignty, any type of identity. In Africa, they'll play one black tribe off against another. In Ireland, Catholic against Protestant. In the U.S., it's total balkanization from 100 different angles. The host of a popular, very informative TV show here in Austin is Keith Parker. He's been on the show before. Texas Frontline. He's also been involved and interviewed a lot of great folks, hundreds of people from around the country on the immigration issue. And he's very eloquent and to the point with what we're facing. But to give you the Texas perspective is Keith Parker. Keith, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you having me today.
You bet. How'd you get into this? And over the years of studying this, where do you see it going? And what do you have to say about Bush totally opening the drawbridge and letting the enemy in? And as they say, they're the enemy. And at the same time, telling us what a good job he's doing for us.
Well, as far as the first part goes, in relation to how I got into it, I simply noticed from the time I was a teenager, I'm 39 now, that over time it seemed as if there were more and more people coming in from Mexico and a number of other places here, and I knew that they were here illegally, and I asked myself, don't we have a law that says they're not supposed to do this? And also, why do I have to obey the law if they don't? Which is something that everyone should ask themselves. As I speak, George Bush is preparing to go and meet with Vicente Fox to discuss and foist upon the American people his amnesty in disguise. He calls it a guest worker program, but don't be fooled. A more accurate term would be a gradualized amnesty. Also, we need to take into consideration not only all the things that you've been talking about on your show, and by the way, I certainly appreciate the fact that you're getting this issue out there in front of people, because you have a wide audience and it helps a great deal to have you out there hammering away at this day after day. But in relation to George Bush, everything that you said is completely and totally accurate, Alex. The Republican Party platform states in no uncertain terms that they are to uphold the law as per immigration, as well as everything else. And yet, obviously, his actions speak much louder than his words, in that at every opportunity, he seeks to aid and abet those who are in our country in violation of our laws. Furthermore, he not only tolerates, but encourages the meddling of Vicente Fox, the head of a foreign power, in our internal affairs. We are, in essence, creating our own Palestinian problem.
It's amazing. And Keith, the same politicians that support Israel building a wall won't let us build a wall. The same politicians that build a wall around Afghanistan to control the drug trade won't let us have a wall, and we're supposedly under this endless terror alert status about to be hit any second if we don't give all our rights up. But you talk about being above the law. Foreigners who come here, that's why no American, you don't see a Hispanic, a black guy, a white guy anymore owning a gas station. Why is it always from Middle East or from India or China? Because people from foreign countries get 7 to 10 years of no income tax to start a business.
That's right.
I mean, folks, ask yourselves, why would the government do that? Why would they say if you're a foreigner, you get something a citizen doesn't get? It is meant to destroy the middle class. It is meant to get control of you. It is meant to bring the hordes here. Now, I've been in third world countries. It's horrible. And we're starting to look like one in parts of Austin. I mean, this is incredible. And Vicente Fox came. You were there, Keith, when we bullhorned him.
Yes.
He came to Austin, Texas. We shut down his speech, and we had white folks, black folks, Hispanics out there yelling at him. Everybody gets what's happening. And here comes Vicente Fox giving awards to the police department for not following the federal law and to the big bank, Wells Fargo, for issuing them an ID card that's being accepted by police departments. This is like a Soviet or a Nazi coming here during World War II or something, or during the Cold War with the Soviets, and lobbying our local governments to secede. That's what's happening. Secede to Mexico. Go ahead.
Exactly, and I'm glad you brought up the point about the gas stations, the convenience stores, etc., because it goes well beyond that. Americans are being forced to subsidize their own replacements. You see, the problem with the American people, Alex, is that a lot of them still have a strong belief in the American dream. They feel like if they work hard that they should get a living wage in return for that, and that their children should in turn have certain opportunities, and that in general, that if they're willing to work, they should have a pretty good life. But you see, that doesn't sit too well with corporate America or our overlords in Washington. What they want are a servile, ignorant people who are willing to work for minimum wage or, in some cases, perhaps less. Where are you going to find such people? The third world. Because there are no jobs, there are no opportunities. So they're more than happy to come here and work for $3, $4, $5 an hour, which is something Americans won't do. Time and time again, we're told that Americans are lazy and that immigrants only take the jobs that Americans won't take. Let me tell you something. Many of the people I know work two jobs just to make ends meet. They're not getting rich. They're not getting ahead. They're doing well.
Keith, I have friends Keith, I have friends who have master's degrees, and they work for a corporation making $24,000 a year with that job. They're all about to be laid off. They run out and get jobs bagging groceries, and then they'll have another job where they'll start learning how to do plumbing. They're working 70, 80 hours a week. Meanwhile, their children are playing violent video games, learning how to snort cocaine, learning how to buy condoms, which are being pushed by the schools. I mean, this is sick, and exactly. But I want to know why somebody from India gets no income tax for 7 to 10 years. That is such discrimination. But again, the news never talks about it, so nobody knows about it, Keith.
No, of course not. And the point being that any American that's willing to work 60, 70 hours a week just to make ends meet is not a lazy person. That's a person with a strong work ethic, Alex. More and more Americans all the time are adopting that ethic because they have no choice. They've got to in order to survive. See, Americans are not unwilling to do menial work or dirty work or work which may be regarded as unrewarding.
And here's the difference. The illegals will live 10 people to a house. They don't pay the taxes. They're not invested. Whereas a citizen cannot live on $5, $6, even $8 an hour.
That's right, because they are expected to obey the law and to pay all the taxes, fines, and fees, while obviously there's another set of rules.
Did you know illegals hit people every day in Austin? I've talked to the police. They hit people, they kill people, they kill themselves, they get hurt, then they go to the hospital, get all the free treatment, and they didn't even have insurance, and nobody arrests them, and the next month they're back in a car, driving down the road, drunk again. In fact, I ought to move to Mexico, move back here. I have more rights, Keith.
Well, you have a good point, Alex. Also, we need to look at things like the H-1B visa program. It's not simply a question now of illegal immigration, but of people being brought in from India and Pakistan and other places to take white-collar jobs.
And by the way, this new amnesty does accelerate that.
Yes, indeed it does. And we're often told by people like Dell and Motorola, well, we cannot find American engineers to take these jobs. There's not enough of them. And yet you have men that used to work for Motorola, women that used to work for other computer companies who have many years, decades in some cases, of experience in engineering as regards to both software
and
hardware.
Well, they also use the illegals to leverage those workers, American workers, down. I know engineers who've got 2-3 degrees who were making $100,000 a year, $80,000 a year 10 years ago. Keith, they're working for $15 an hour now here in Austin.
You got it.
What about the future generations? How will they pay off college loans when they're going to get $15 as an engineer?
College will be nothing more than a pipe dream. things continue the way they are.
That's right, Keith. We'll be right back with more of your info and calls.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Vince in Indiana, Diane in South Carolina, Bill in Texas, Ron Oklahoma, Eric Connecticut, others. Your calls are coming up. And then Paul Watson with us as well. We'll talk about immigration in England and some of the Princess Diana murder by their government and some other key stuff here. Jam-packed final 35 minutes we got left here. It's 24 minutes after the hour right now on this Friday edition. Keith Parker, you're going to ride shotgun with us for the rest of the show if you can, but people are angry. They're finally waking up to Bush, but I'm watching neocons on radio kind of go, well, it isn't good, but he has to do it for politics, and it's what Hispanics want. I've got the polls. I've got the new polls. Hispanic Americans aren't for open borders. They're not stupid either. They know it destroys their jobs. But look at this masterful spin they do. Some people will hear that and think, oh, gosh, you know, this is a racial issue. I better shut up about it. We cannot allow that chilling effect to take place. Do you agree with that, Keith?
Yes, I certainly do, Alex. There are people, particularly on the open border side of the issue, people who want the borders open, that want nothing more than to make this a racial issue. However, the fact of the matter is this, it's an American issue and not a racial issue because it affects everyone, regardless of their color, their religion, or their political creed. In fact,
but when Bush says he's doing this for Hispanic voters, you know, that's like telling somebody, you know, you're giving them a disease, and here, I'm doing this because I care about you. Folks shouldn't take that as a gift. You know, beware the Trojan horse he's giving you. And it's so obvious. This is because the elite wants to drive down wages, bring in a uneducated mob to vote for gun control.
Yes, in fact, Alex, black people and Hispanic people arguably are hurt more by immigration than are white people. And a lot of it has to do with the economic circumstances that they find themselves in, educational levels.
Exactly. You have those two groups exploding economically, bigger numbers in the middle class every year. But I even saw even that Clark Howard financial guy who's all for this said, well, this actually will hurt the Hispanic immigrants that are here legally, but that's okay.
Yes, because everyone knows that when you have a surplus of any commodity, and labor is a commodity, that the price of it is going to go down because it becomes as common as dirt. It's everywhere. You can get it whenever you want and get however much of it you want. So, of course, wages are going to fall. And that's what this is all about, at least in part. Of course, it's about destroying sovereignty and further balkanization of our country.
That's it. Let's take some calls. Vince in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, gentlemen, I just had a few comments about our economic situation here. I think our economic policy is just so arrogant, and it's delusional, and it's moronic.
Well, it's looting. The globalists are looting us.
Yeah, the U.S. dollar is falling in value. It's going to be toilet paper soon. We have the twin deficits, the trade deficit, the budget deficit. We got the Social Security insolvency.
And a lot of that is the illegal aliens. California is bankrupt due to the $30 billion shortfall. The illegal numbers are bigger than that in cost.
That's true. It's a mess. The only thing, California, the reason they have to address their problems right now is because they can't print dollar bills. They can't print money. So they have to address their issue, but we just seem to print this money. The United States is consuming all the savings of the world. It's ridiculous. I just don't see how this is going to end. I think what's going to happen is that the next planned terrorist action is going to precipitate a financial accident that's going to be quite severe. And what's your insight into that?
Absolutely. Look at what they do in third world countries. Dictators will plunge the economy so they can consolidate. The IMF documents say they want to cause depressions to get a police state in place. That's the official World Bank secret documents from 2 years ago that they admit are accurate and real. Keith, comments?
Well, that pretty much sums it up in a nutshell, Alex. Obviously, the more chaos you can create, the more opportunity you can create. And as I mentioned before, in regards to balkanization and creating our own Palestinian problem, if you have a large population of people within your country who don't feel any particular affinity to that country other than perhaps an economic one, then they can be easily exploited and manipulated, particularly when they have a low educational level, as do the majority of illegal immigrants in this country. They can be pandered to by, if not George Bush, than Vicente Fox or perhaps a Democratic candidate, and manipulated into believing certain things which are advantageous for those in power. We've seen it before in a lot of other countries across the globe, and we're seeing it here now.
Absolutely. Good points, Vince. We'll come back and talk to Diane, Bill, Ron, Eric, and others. And we'll have Paul Watson on with us, my good buddy, webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com, my premier website, along with Infowars.com that my wife runs. And he'll be here to talk about what the immigration's done to England and some other news. And we'll keep Keith Parker on with us as well. So stay with us. A lot more in the final two segments. Stay with us. Stay the course.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Browner with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, back live, and you know that we're on ABC Clear Channel feeds. That is, they're the big digital establishment birds, and we lease time on one of Clear Channel's feeds. We lease time with ABC News out of New York. We have those great digital feeds for our stations, and those details are at GCNLive.com. We're also on an old analog satellite. A lot of home listeners, a lot of stations pick us up off that. Galaxy 1 during the day. But at night, I'm only on Galaxy 9. And that satellite is going all digital in about 3 hours. So we've talked to stations about this. Most stations have made changes. I'll have an announcement for you in the final segment with more details as this all comes down to the wire. We have a new satellite. But they're making the connections and the uplinks today. That's how this stuff works. So later I'll probably give a number out if you need to call to get an audio coupler. That's an increased quality phone line for today or tomorrow if you need it. But I'll give you an announcement here in the final segment on that. But GCNlive.com for the other satellite frequencies, they're all right there for you. Okay. There is so much to go over. Mark, do we have Paul Watson? Great. We're going to get Paul Joseph Watson on the line to talk about what they've done to England with the open borders and how it made the crime rate explode. Then they use the fear from the crime rate exploding to, because the British weren't very well known for being criminals, you know, common street thugs. But now they've got plenty of it. Now with the dregs of every nation you can imagine there, we'll go over that. You know, Keith Parker, this is a global model, isn't it?
It is. It is applied to countries in Europe as well as to countries here, and there has been a huge backlash against this in Europe, as we've seen through the candidacies and the successes of people like Jean-Marie Le Pen, Jörg Haider, and others there. Of course, they're all portrayed as fascists because they're unwilling to go along in lockstep with the New World Order, but as far as I can tell, they represent people whose voices have not been heard in regards to what immigration is doing to their countries. And it's a little bit more difficult, I think, on the Europeans in some ways than it is on us, because their populations were, for the most part, largely homogenous, whereas America has had many people of different races living in this country for a long, long time. Therefore, they have a greater hurdle to get over accepting anyone who is not from their culture.
And also, there's really no debate. That really is their land, their countries. But these foreigners are coming in and saying, no, 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 it's ours. They've got their racial identity. That's okay. But then the people who are originally from the country aren't supposed to have their identities. Think about that. Let's bring Paul Joseph Watson up, who lives in a town right outside London, to talk about what's happened, what the effects of illegal immigration and legal immigration have been in England. Paul, thanks for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
What's it been like for England? I know it's made your crime rate explode. They then use the pressure from that to oppress the people. But I know your polls show that the majority of the British people are against your open borders, but the government says, we don't care, have some more illegals. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. I mean, Tony Blair's immigration policy, you know, Tony Blair, the admitted socialist, exactly mirrors what George Bush is proposing now. I mean, the Labour government came out about a year ago now and said the same thing, that more immigration would supposedly boost the UK economy. So they went ahead and legalised all the illegals. And what was the result? Well, the economy got worse, taxes skyrocketed, and, as you said, crime soared, and then...
They all go on welfare. That's why the stock market, taxes have to be raised, because the deficit goes up.
Yeah, I mean, the welfare state in this country is already out of control anyway. But then the Home Secretary, David Blunkett, comes out and tells us to take a national ID card to fight illegal immigration. So, again, they create the problem and then offer the solution, which in every instance is more police state.
It's amazing. Let's take a few calls here. Let's talk to Diane in South Carolina. Diane, thanks for holding patiently. You're on the air. Good to talk to you, Diane.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm Elizabeth from Maryland. I think there was a little goof-up. I never heard a name.
Okay, well, Diane probably hung up, and you probably got back in there. Go ahead.
Thank you. I really appreciated something that today your show had, a meeting of the greatest minds and good consciences, and you really didn't fit Zephaniah 3 with prophets, light, and treacherous persons. And I was kind of disturbed this morning, like a lot. I heard John Loeffler on the Power Hour talking about in Nazi Germany that there were 14,000 clergy, and out of that only 4,000 stood up against the coming things of Hitler. And then guess who came on after him? Hal Lindsey. And Hal Lindsey said that nobody but the Al-Qaeda was involved in 9/11, and there was no depleted uranium. How about that, Alex?
Oh, so our government's not using depleted uranium in Iraq.
Yeah.
He actually said there's no depleted uranium.
Right, and then he went on, when they tried to clarify it for him, he says, well, if there is a problem like that, we should clean it up. Well, then Joyce and Dave pointed out you can't clean it up. So, I felt rather disheartened. Years ago, my husband bought all these books, all these prophetic books, and I think the time is coming that we as Christians have to use our sanity and our common sense to see who are the wolves and who are the sheep. And I appreciate that your program had minds like Joel Skousen and like Keith Parker and like Paul Joseph Watson, people that I believe are telling the truth, Alex, along with you.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that call. God bless.
You too.
Paul Watson, Keith Parker, we have these neocon people, and I've even got Hal Lindsey books. I mean, he's good on exposing the Satanists. He's good on talking about globalism, but then he'll tell you George Bush is good. It's like Limbaugh telling us Bush is good. I mean, that's where the sleight of hand takes place. Comments to that?
Well, it's very clever, Alex, and not so subtle. You have to remember that a great many Americans are frightened by a lot of the problems that confront this country, and they don't really know where to turn. And if someone is propped up who appears to be a stalwart, honest, powerful leader figure, then they'll latch on to it, because sadly a lot of Americans, I'm afraid, don't possess the power for critical thinking. And you have to consider too the role that immigration plays in this. People are out there working, as I said before, 60, 70 hours a week. They've got kids to raise. By the time they get home at the end of the week, their heads are spinning. They can't think straight. And some of them never have the time or the opportunity to sort these issues out. A lot of people these days don't even know who the hell they are. So when you take these facts into account, it becomes at least somewhat more easy to understand how the neocons and their liberal cohorts are able to mislead people into thinking that those who rule over us from Washington are actually doing what's best for our people and our nation.
Hey, Paul, you got any comments on the neocon preachers telling us that God's will is to attack all these sovereign countries?
Well, yeah, I heard part of the interview that the caller referred to, and I mean, this is the thing, the neocon infestation of the country. And, I mean, what is just as shocking as Bush legalizing all the illegals is how these neocons have responded to it in the conservative media. I mean, go to WorldNet Daily and Newsmax right now. What's the top headline? It's Howard Dean said in 1996 that Hamas should take over from Yasser Arafat. You know, Wesley Clark is pro-abortion. Well, we know all this. We already know that the Democrats are criminals. Who cares when, Bush and his bosses are basically slitting the throat of the country as we speak, and the neocons just won't face up to it.
Wow, that was well said, Paul. Absolutely, Keith.
I agree with him. I mean, the hypocrisy is mind-bending, and I hesitate to use the word hypocrisy because somehow I think we need to come up with a stronger word to describe the actions of all of these people.
Perhaps hyper treachery, hyper hypocrisy.
Yes, whatever you please. But they've taken the whole thing to completely and totally new levels. I mean, it's like,
actually, hype isn't enough. Warp hypocrisy. Warp 10, speed of light hypocrisy.
Yes, it's like an onion.
Thermonuclear hypocrisy.
Right. I mean, peel away one layer and there's a lie. Peel that one away and there's another lie. And it goes on seemingly forever. And they seem to have no moral center. They're complete and total pragmatists.
Well, they also get caught lying about everything, and then no one's ever punished for it.
Well, no, of course not, because after all, the people that ought to do the punishing are all bought and paid for. There is no longer any system of checks and balances. They're there in name only.
I tell you, it was humiliating, Keith. You were there standing beside me when Fox drove by our little protest we just started in about a day. It was about 50, 60 folks. And he pulls by into the governor's mansion, looks at us with total hate, jumps over his wife in the back of the limo, leans his head out, looks at us, look like a vampire or something. And then to have him giving awards to the city and people for selling out our sovereignty and not following the laws. I mean, I was watching an enemy spy out in the open, paying off our gatekeepers to lower the drawbridge.
Well, Alex, everything you do comes back to you, whether you're regular Joes like us or you happen to be a head of state. everything you do, good or bad, comes back around, and there is no escaping that. It is
well, it came back around. It came back around when he got to the back of the building, and I shut down his speech with my bullhorn.
Well, that's true, but I'm thinking in more, I suppose, cosmic terms.
Yeah, final terms.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Paul, comments to that, then I'm going to go to some more calls.
Well, it goes back to the whole neocon thing. I mean, they have the same response to every socialist action that Bush runs through. I mean, we got the massive budget, the Medicare, the Medicaid, the biggest, you know, expansion of government ever, the selling out of Taiwan, the assault weapons ban, even down to blocking the arming of pilots, you know, kissing up to Putin, signing away the hundreds of millions of dollars to North Korea to build their nuclear reactors, and the neocon response every time is, oh, he's just playing politics. Well, and what they don't tell you is that they're covering up the fact that Bush is just accelerating the same agenda with the same policies that Bill Clinton did before him. So we just see the same endless march towards globalism and destruction of sovereignty, whether it's coming from Republicans or Democrats.
And that's the key word, is massive acceleration. Let's talk to Bill in Texas, then Ron, Eric, and others. Go ahead, Bill. I think we might have gotten the call scrambled a bit here. Bill, are you there? We'll go to Bill. I said we'll go to Bill, then we'll go to Ron, then we'll go to Eric. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, this isn't Bill.
Oh, okay, fine. You know what? I'll just go to calls. Just say what your name is and where you're calling from. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Alex. This is Mike from Rhode Island. How are you?
Fine, sir.
How are you, Paul and... I can't remember the other guy's name, but I just, Alex, real quick, I just wanted to echo what that lady you called a call or two ago about Joyce and Dave's program with Hal Lindsey. I heard that program, and they were very respectful of Mr. Lindsey and his books, and you know, I've read them too and all that. But I'll tell you, that's the ultimate deception, and I think it's people like Hal Lindsey. He may have it right biblically, and he may have it right on some of these, you know, prophecies he's been writing about. But he'll get on there. He has a platform. He has a name. And then when they confront him about, you know, these things about Iraq and what's going on with Israel and all this stuff, he stands there and he says, "Oh no, the Muslims, they're evil. The fanatic Muslims, it's all their fault." And you know what I'm saying, Alex?
Well, yeah, they're the boogeyman.
And they influence a lot of Christians, and that's why a lot of Christians are deceived. And I just thank God, you know, that for shows like you and Joyce and Dave that are out there. And if you listen to the tone of, you know, Hal's voice, I mean, he was incredulous. He said to Joyce and Dave, "Where are you getting your information? Like, how dare you, you know, confront me with this? This is not right." And I can see through the lies, Alex, and I know a lot of your listeners can, and, we're waking up, and just keep the info war going, brother.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate that call. Want to know what's really going to happen in prophecy? You ought to, Pastor David J. Smith or Tex Mars, folks like that. Let's go ahead and I wonder who I should go to next. I guess Ron in Oklahoma's next. Ron in Oklahoma, then we'll go to Bill and Al Kai in Hawaii. Ron, go ahead quickly.
Quickly, Al. I have Paul's Order Out of Chaos and Tex Mars' Circle of Intrigue. Your 9/11 Make Evil Police States 2 and 3 Masters of Terror tape. It's important for people to have this information, to be knowledgeable, to talk to other people about it. And I've passed out quite a few of your tapes. They do make a difference, especially now that we've seen Bush going crazy, opening the borders. But I'm starting to get some good responses from people. But also, real quick, on page 3B today's, or yesterday, January 8th, Daily Oklahoman, newsok.com, AP article, Ted Brightus, technology companies defend moving U.S. jobs overseas, businesses blame schools, low research funding. I'd like to see about 10,000 of your listeners go to newsok.com, download this article, and email it to Lou Dobbs at CNN.com. Dobbs has been hammering really hard on Bush on the open border.
Well, that's because he knows it's popular. He knows it's the right thing to do. It'll get him ratings. But, yeah, as if there's more technology and funding in these third world countries. This is so sick. Gentlemen, comments on the high-tech jobs.
Well, Alex, you've talked many times about the H-1B visa program and the effect that it's had on a lot of businesses as far as them getting rid of Americans and bringing in other people that will do the work for a lower amount of money. We've seen that right here where we live in Austin, Texas, with companies like Dell and Motorola. I mean, corporate America and federal government are simply not satisfied with bringing in people illegally from across the border to drive the wage scale down, to take things like construction jobs and other positions. Now they're going great guns on pushing down the wages at the top of the scale. It's actually a very old tactic, one that was created a long time ago by Antonio Gramsci, an Italian communist, pressure from above and pressure from below. And it leaves the working class Americans compressed in the middle, working their butts off for little or nothing.
Absolutely. We'll come back and take two final calls and get final comments from Keith Parker, Paul Watson, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or the powerful websites. We'll come back and talk to Bill and then Al Key in Hawaii. Be right back. Please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Time. It's been a totally jam-packed show. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, on your local AM or FM station, or on global shortwave at 5.085 or 6890. That's the frequencies at night. And of course, I'll be back Monday from 11 to 2 for the daytime show. And I do a show with John Stadtmiller from 1 to 4, called Real Talk Radio on this same network. Let us now go ahead and talk to Alki. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, from Hawaii, or Alki. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's Alki.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, first, when I was on hold, I was thinking about Hitler and Bush, right?
Yes.
And both of them, they do bad things, but they're only following orders, right?
Oh, yes.
And, like, what the media has been able to do is they twist it. They make the masses focus on, like, Hitler or Bush, right? And not on the people giving the orders. And that's one thing I thought about.
Yeah, we should be focusing more on the IMF, the World Bank, the Council on Foreign Relations, the big corporations that are funding and pushing all this. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like in this country where people harp on about, Tony Blair's a poodle of George Bush. Well, I point out that not really the case. Both Tony Blair and George Bush are poodles of the New World Order. And I mean, you, Alex, said that even in the last years of the Clinton administration, you just stopped focusing on Clinton and started focusing on the powers above him. So that's what we need to do to expose the real criminal element that we've got pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Yes, sir. Anything else from Hawaii?
Yeah. What I was thinking about is, like, the people telling Bush what to do, is there's, like, people, they're not the top of the pyramid, no, right?
No.
Like, so the people at the top of the pyramid, would you say they control Europe and America?
Yeah, but there are some different power shifts and subdirectorates, but they all have the same goal, total domination. Thanks for the call. And I'm sorry to Bill in Texas and a bunch of other callers. That's it for calls today. Keith Parker, final comments real quick.
Well, something that I'd like to leave all your listeners with, Alex, is that guys like you and me and all the guests that you have on, we can all impart good information, but in the end, we're nothing more than catalysts at the most. It's the people out there listening that actually do the work. The ones that go around to their friends and their families and say, hey, something's wrong. Things are not right. This is what's happening, and this is what we can do about it. In the end, they're the ones who are going to provide solutions. And I want to make sure they understand that even though the media in this nation and throughout the world works very, very hard to create a pervasive sense of isolation and make them think that people who believe in the things that we talk about on these shows are nothing more than some kind of radical lunatics.
We can break that hold, and
yes,
we are going to break it for survival's sake. Paul, you have a good weekend. Keith, you have a great weekend. Gentlemen, to both of you, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. All right, guys, I'm out of time, and you talk about taking action. If you got my videos, make 10 copies, give them to public officials, opinion makers. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. If you haven't gotten Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Order Out of Chaos, the films, the books, go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com to learn more and to get in this fight for the Republic and your children's future. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. A great part of this fight is the info war, and these videos tell the truth and shatter the lies. So again, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to get these videos, books, CDs, T-shirts. It's all about the info war. For stations out there, better get off G9 and switch to one of our other satellites. It's going down today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.